And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, shifting gears just a little bit. And got a community event happening this weekend. It's a virtual event, but it's going to be happening on Saturday. It's the Meadowlark Holiday Classic, bringing virtual joy to the entire community. Got three guests joining us here on the program, including Kristen Brighton from New Boston Creative. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And she's helping, I think, with some of the publicity around this this program. We also have Sarah Dugan from Meadowlark as well joining us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, what's your official title there? I don't recall.
It's Community Relations Director.
There you go. Okay. And we also have joining us on the program Mark Knockendoffel. And Mark is with the trust company, right?
That is correct.
All right. And we appreciate you all being on the program. So this is an annual event that normally takes place, I'm assuming, in person. Kristen, tell us a little bit more about the event and what's going on here.
Well, typically this is an event the trust company hosts at Meadowlark for residents that live at Meadowlark Hills. But the exciting part of this, not that it's not normally a very exciting event, but we were asked to get involved and help them come up with a way to make this a virtual event, which allows every resident at Meadowlark Hills to participate. It used to be only so many could fit in the room. And then we decided to broaden the scope of this event so everyone in the community can enjoy the performances. This is a variety show event. So we have been able to invite several performing groups who otherwise would not get to perform this holiday season. And we've gone out and filmed them in various locations around the community. In many cases, like I said, this is the only chance they have to perform in 2020. So they're all very excited for the opportunity to get to share their talents. And so we get to bring some joy to the residents at Meadowlark Hills and to the whole community. Just to correct you a little bit, Brandon, so the show will premiere on Meadowlark's in-house cable channel on Friday night. They get a special premiere, and then we're going to put it on YouTube for the whole community to enjoy starting on December 5th, and it'll be up throughout the holiday season.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Well, this is great that you're able to do this. And Mark, you got to be just pleased that this didn't have to get canceled, that it can still continue in a different sort of fashion.
Yeah, we were quite pleased with this production that Kristen and her staff put together. It was something that we talked about internally at the office, and they said, how can we, you know, continue this? It's something we've done for approximately 20 years at Meadowlark Hills with a variety of talent that we've had over the years. And with Kristen's input and Sarah's help, along with the rest of the staff and leadership at Meadowlark, we've, I think, done pretty well so far. You know, I haven't seen the finished product yet, but I'm sure we will here soon.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, tell us just how popular this is with residents, and do they look forward to this every year?
They absolutely look forward to this every year. And like Kristen said, what's special about this year is we don't have to adhere to an occupancy restraint in the room. It's a very coveted event. People sign up just as quickly as they can. But we'll be able to share this with our over 350 residents that live at Meadowlark, which is very exciting. They will also use another big part of the event is our wonderful catering that they enjoy. And so everybody will have a special dessert delivered to enjoy as they watch the variety show. These virtual opportunities have really been a wonderful bright spot in such a frustrating year, especially for those that live and work at Meadowlark. We've had to be extremely vigilant with the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we've tried to be creative in identifying ways that we can continue to engage with those that we serve. And our internal cable station has been a godsend. And we've been anticipating the holiday season, which is a huge and wonderful time at Meadowlark where we decorate and we have parties and we all get together. And the Holiday Classic is kind of the thing that kicks that off for us. So being able to have that opportunity and continue it is just absolutely amazing. And we very much appreciate the Trust Company and New Boston Creative for all of the work and thought process and everything that went into going on with putting this together. And I've been getting messages from residents. They're very excited. They are very excited for the Friday premiere.
You know, I think it's so great because this is a segment of the population that really has been the most vulnerable to this whole pandemic. And there's a day that goes by that most of us don't think about this community and what an opportunity here to keep some of these traditions alive here for them and give them something to look forward to in a time when, you know, isolation, I've been in isolation and it's no fun. And I can only imagine how much more difficult it is when you're in a community like that and not being able to see friends and family as often.
Yeah, Brandon, this is Kristen. My grandmother lives at Metalark Hills, and I've got to see her once in person at a parade that they were able to host where we're able to drive by residents. And I've been able to come up and do a window visit. But it was a very good reminder of how important this performance, this show was going to be by not being able to see her on Thanksgiving and talking to her over the phone and you know, and sending her pictures and so forth. It just really made it come home how important it's going to be to do whatever we can to bring some joy to the residents' lives as they're separated from their families over the holidays.
Yeah. Well, a lot of performers are going to be taking part of this. Maybe you can just give us a little preview of some of the different groups that will be performing.
Absolutely. So this was super exciting to get to pull together. We have the First United Methodist Church Bell Choir kicking off the evening. And then we have several members of the Trust Company staff who are MCs for the evening. So they get to do a little break in introducing the different acts throughout the night. We have the Little Apple Chorus. Several of their performers came together and we filmed that at $7 Church. It's really a neat number to see all of these gentlemen, many of whom are older and have been mostly in isolation. They actually do have some members of their group who live at Metalark who weren't able to join them, but it was very important to this group to be able to participate because many of them have personal ties to Metalark. We invited the team at Bourbon & Baker to do some holiday hosting treats or kind of a cooking demonstration of treats that you can have in your home, I should say. That's really cool. And then we have performers from the Manhattan High School Choir doing a special performance that we show in the movie, how it's all put together. The kids were actually all individually recorded in their own homes and then audio edited to make them seem like they are performing together. And then lastly, the Manhattan High School Chamber Orchestra performs a beautiful number that we were able to film live at Rizik Auditorium. And it's the only time their orchestra has all been in one place all semester. They've been practicing in the different hybrid school groups, Group A and Group B, but that was the only time they've ever been together this year. So it was a really special event. And then there's lots of little special moments throughout the whole show. And then there's a foursome, four entertainers from our community, Linda Utoff, Joe Brown, Tom Jackson and Linda Boys, who have been a part of the Trust Company for years, and Mark can probably speak to this. They've performed off and on at the live event. And so they do several numbers, including leading a sing-along so that people who are watching the show can join in and participate. And it's going to be a fun night. Lots of people involved and a lot of people who are excited to get the link so they can share it with their friends and family around the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mentioned, Brandon, that Linda Utoff was part of the original program that 20 years ago when we started this, along with Charles Falk, who many, I think, would remember him being a pianist associated with K-State and the Manhattan Arts Center. But Linda's continued to be part of this throughout this event, along with Tom Jackson and Joe Brown. And they've done a wonderful performance. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I've heard. So very good.
All right. Well, this is great. What an opportunity here. And it's so neat to see local organizations coming together to make this happen. Is there anything else we haven't talked about? Do you want to make sure to get out there? Anybody?
Brandon, this is Mark again. I did want to mention the probably the best part of this event is the fact that it can be broadcast to so many other people that would be beyond the scope of what we could do with an in-person, you know, production. And that was, has been sort of a bright spot. I know that some of our staff is a little bit disappointed because they always enjoy coming up there and seeing, you know, friends and clients and other staff at MetalArk. And usually we host that event. We all serve as the servers. One of my favorite things was take a couple bottles of wine and wander around the their community room and serving some and I have had more than on one occasion I would come to a client and they'd say, would you like a little more wine? Oh no that's fine. And I said, you sure? And they go, oh, maybe a little bit. And they said, okay, oh, maybe a little bit more. And so it was always a great time. We certainly enjoyed that.
Excellent. I do have somebody waiting on the line here has a question or a comment here on the line. So we have Tom hanging on here with a question. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, this is Tom Fryer, and I just commend those three folks. Angie and I have lived here at MetalArk for 3 years, but we've been going to this function prior to that. As Mark and Sarah have already indicated, it's kind of one of the highlights of the year. So, again, just speaking on behalf of some of us at MetalArk, it's always looked forward to. And Mark, the trust company has just been outstanding. We really appreciate your generosity. So, thanks again.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, very cool. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Did you have any anything else you wanted to add here before we wrap things up?
I'll just say again how much we at MetalArk appreciate the Manhattan community support through this whole year and into the winter and holidays now. It takes all of us to protect our most vulnerable and keep COVID off of our campus and out of our community. So we all just really appreciate all of the support from the Manhattan community.
All right. Again, Kristen, you mentioned the free screening will happen this Friday, and then it'll be available on YouTube. Where can they find that on YouTube? Is that going to be on a specific channel, or how will we get?
We're going to put a link on the MetalArk website. We thought that would be the easiest for people to remember. So it'll just be at metalark.org/holidayclassic, and I'm sure we'll make it easy for people to find. And then there'll be quite a few places on social media where we will be promoting it as well, so people will be able to click right in. The show is right about an hour long, so it's a perfect opportunity to get your family together, pour some eggnog, curl up with your jammies, and sit up in front of the fire and enjoy local entertainment. It's going to be a fun night.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Again, want to thank you to all of our guests, Kristen Brighton, Sarah Dugan, and Mark Knockendoffel, excuse me. And thank you guys for putting on such a great event.
Thanks
thank
for having
me. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.